This episode was brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. You've packed your bags, booked your flights, and you're all set for the beach resort vacation of your dreams. Then you see the nightmare weather forecast. You were hoping for hurricane cocktails, not an actual hurricane. Always make sure travel insurance is a part of your packing list. Trip cancellation benefits might be your silver lining when all you see is clouds. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
All right, here we go, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Starnes Country. We are broadcasting at the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. And if you are looking for a new car, I want you to go and visit my friend Todd Lochner at Principal Toyota of Memphis. Wow, we have got a lot going on today, a jam-packed program. Of course, we are watching this big, whatever it is, coming towards Memphis, and we're going to get into that a little bit later with Joey Selipek. He'll be along 7:35 this morning. Also, we have some KWAM experts to help you make sure your home is ready for the deep freeze. Gary Wilkes, a plumber at Airmark, is going to drop by. Also, Ed Hill from Masters Roofing will join us as well. And we're going to take you live to the March for Life, which is happening in our nation's capital. And we have a very large contingent from the Mid-South that'll be marching for the unborn. And we'll be checking in with Rachel Davis and Shelley Sumner from Life Choices in just a little while. I want to bring you up to speed. We are now officially under a winter storm warning. But can I just, maybe it's just me, and we'll open up the phone lines as well. You know, ever since the whole global warming, climate change became a thing, have you guys noticed that it's like your local weather forecast has become some sort of made-for-TV drama? In other words, it did not used to be like this. But what's happening now with the professional weather guessers out there is they get on TV and they tell you it's the end of the world, and it doesn't matter if it's a winter storm or if it's a hurricane, and it literally disrupts people's lives, and in many cases, unnecessarily. Now, I don't know what's going to happen over the next couple of days, but the every single day, sometimes multiple times during the day, over the past 72 hours, we have seen these professional weather guessers walk everything back. And then after it's all over and it's not the apocalypse that we all prepared for, and I think there are many people out there who probably spent a lot of money they did not have buying things they probably could not afford because they said that they needed them to survive whatever was going to happen. But it's every single time this happens, every single time we have weather coming into the Mid-South. And I know that we try. If you listen to Laura Huckabee's forecast just a few moments ago, she wasn't putting the fear of God in anybody. She said, here's what we think's going to happen. And you need to, you know, be prepared for that. But this 24 inches of snow and 2 inches of ice, yeah, did you really believe that was going to happen? Anyway, it's not that it's frustrating at all, but it does disrupt business. A lot of people are shutting down their businesses. Again, they told us this was going to be disruptive for rush hour traffic. That is not going to happen, by the way. So, again, there are consequences. And then every single time, and this without fail, because I know a couple of you folks have called out a local, one particular local, I think it was Channel 3, and called out their meteorologist because he was being a jerk to the viewers. This was a couple of storms ago. Because we know this has been going. And so what happens is after the fact, they're like, well, aren't you glad it wasn't as bad as we told you it was going to be and turned out not to be? Well, no. If I was wrong that many times, I would not have a job, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, we think it's going to snow. We think there's going to be ice. And we think there's going to be freezing rain, allegedly. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We are going to be taking your calls, though, and we are getting reports at some of the grocery stores. And I got to tell you, the local folks, Super Low, those folks, they've done a wonderful job keeping the shelves stocked. But if you want to give us a report, if you know of where folks can find generators, I think a lot of folks are looking for salt and things of that nature. Give us a call and we'll put you on the air and you can share whatever intel you have. Our telephone number again, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. As promised, I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile newsmaker line. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. PatriotMobile.com/Starnes if you want to check them out. We're going to say good morning to Rachel Davis, who is the host of Front Porch Forum right here on the Mighty 990 every Sunday morning. She is Director of Community Relations for Life Choices. And Shelley Sumner is the Chief Executive Officer for Life Choices of Memphis. Ladies, good morning. And how are things in our capital today? Shelley, we'll start with you.
Good morning, Todd. We are so excited to be here in Washington, D.C. at the march. There are thousands of people already gathering here to celebrate life, to stand for life. They've got their posters. We are anxiously awaiting Vice President J.D. Vance to speak and address the crowd. It's going to be an amazing day.
I'm wondering, is this now, are we talking to Shelley or Rachel? And I am so sorry, ladies.
That's okay. This is Shelley.
Shelley. All right, Shelley. Real quick, Shelley, and then I want to talk to Rachel for a second. When you guys got there, were you surprised by the numbers? Because it really is a massive crowd of people that'll be marching on the mall later today.
It is shocking. It's shocking to see the crowd, but it's also so encouraging. There's a lot of young people here that have signs that say this is the pro-life, we're the pro-life generation. It's so encouraging to me as a person in my 40s to know that we have 20-year-olds and even younger that are out here saying we're going to continue to carry the torch.
Absolutely. And Rachel, I'm just wondering about the movement itself. There are going to be so many young people, many of the Catholic schools, Catholic universities. I know Liberty University on the evangelical side sending busloads of students here. That has to be so encouraging to see that this movement continues to grow.
Yeah, Todd. Good morning. So excited to be here. It already is electric. You see that these school groups are praying over people. They're praying for each other. They are singing hymns. The Holy Spirit is here. The Spirit of Life. I'm just so thrilled to be here, hearing from amazing speakers. We know the Vice President is coming, but also a woman who chose abortion pill reversal. It saved the life of her baby. She's here giving testimony. Several of us will be speaking today. It's just electric energy here, Todd. It's great.
Rachel, again, you host a terrific show on Sundays at 10 o'clock here on the Mighty 990 Front Porch Forum. Yeah. How important is it to get the message out? Because a lot of folks think, oh, well, the abortion issue is not all that important anymore. And even like, you know, some political parties, including the Republican Party, starting to soften up their stance on the life issue.
Yeah, that's a great point, Todd. It is so important that the messaging has to be strong and firm that even in Tennessee, there are abortion pills being mailed in every day because we are not holding our legislators accountable for enforcing those laws that we already have on the books that prohibit those pills from supposed to be, you know, from them even supposed to be coming into the state in the first place. So this next election cycle is going to be pretty important. Everyone needs to be paying attention, and we have got to hold these people accountable, especially our pro-life conservative Republicans who obtain office by running on a strong life platform. And then kind of doing us a little dirty in the back office, you know. So we got to pay attention. We got to hold people accountable, Todd.
And Shelley, that really is a big part of it, isn't it? Because again, you're looking at even, you know, the White House saying, well, we may need to ease up a little bit on the Hyde Amendment. That really set off alarm bells with every single pro-life American in the country. We've got to be able to stand firm, and I think we have to have a party that stands firm on the life issue.
Absolutely. Like Rachel said, we have to hold them accountable. And I think we're seeing it directly in our pregnancy center at Life Choices and across the nation. I talk to pregnancy center leaders daily who are seeing the abortion is not going down after Roe. It's actually increasing. We see that across the country, especially with the abortion pill. We're anticipating, of course, it's not recorded, but it's going to be, got to be in the 70 percentile range of abortion pills being taken as the percentage of abortions taking place. It's gone up to the 70s. And
wow.
we have to continue to scream from the rooftops that this is taking place in our conservative states. There's no medical oversight. Anybody can order these pills. You don't even have to be pregnant. You don't even have to be a female. You can be a man ordering these pills and passing them out. So we have got to get a hold of the FDA or whoever we need to get in front of to talk about the severity of what we're seeing live on the ground at our pregnancy centers every day.
Well, ladies, we certainly appreciate you, and you are just fine representatives and ambassadors for the pro-life movement here in the Mid-South, and we're just so proud that you both are part of the group that's going to be marching today, and the tens of thousands, and as you mentioned, Vice President J.D. Vance is going to be there. As a side note, there were hundreds of protesters banging bongos in below-zero temperatures outside the vice president's hotel room last night in Minneapolis where he was speaking. It turns out he wasn't there. He was already back in Washington. So there you go. So he'll be there, ladies. Shelley, Rachel, you guys be warm. Real quick, do we need to check on your houses? You got your pipes wrapped and everything back here in Memphis? Do we need to send help out?
Well, we have left our husbands to hold down the fort, Todd. So if
you're good.
Help, we told them to call you.
Just give us a holler. All right. Shelley Sumner and Rachel Davis from Life Choices in Washington for the March for Life. And guess who they had dinner with last night? Before we go, real quick, Rachel Davis, I heard that you guys had supper with Ben Dieter.
We did. We love him. And, encouragement to the Memphians that miss Ben so much. We do all miss Ben, and we love Ben, but Ben is holding his own and thriving up here in Washington, D.C. Everyone needs to be super proud of this kid because he is on fire up here.
I hope he bought dinner last night for you.
We'll let you talk to him about that.
Okay, yeah, we'll take care of that. Ladies, God bless, and we'll see you back here in Memphis soon. Safe travels.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.
There you go. Rachel Davis, Shelley Sumner, and they sent me pictures. They were having a dinner, and I think Ben Dieter was eating something other than berries. So well done, Dieter. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Ed Hill from Masters Roofing is going to join us. Also, we've got a trivia question to throw out and a chance for you to win a KWAM prize pack. This winter storm actually has a name. If you can tell us what the name of this winter storm is, we're going to hook you up with a KWAM prize pack. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. What is the name of the winter storm that's about to hit Memphis? 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/FUTURE.
All right, don't be fooled. When you step out, you're thinking, it's not that bad out there today. I may be just a good sweater. The temperatures are about to fall, and you're going to be slapped in the face with that wind, that northerly wind that's coming down. So be careful if you're out there today. You might want to grab a jacket because it is going to get a lot colder. So this is as warm as it's going to get today. Also, MLGW now warning of prolonged power outages. So you want to make sure you have enough water for at least 3 days. That's coming from MLGW. Real quick, let's go to the phones. Bartlett Ryan is on the line. Ryan, good morning. Are you getting ready for the big storm?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we actually just got the last generator at Home Depot in Collierville, so they are completely out of all generators.
Wow, so you had to go all the way to Collierville to pick up a generator.
Yep.
Ryan, that's not good. I will say this, though. You're in a great part of town because you guys have some good sledding hills out there in Bartlett. That's according to your mayor. So maybe you'll be able to at least get a sled and enjoy some fun out there in the cold.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's one right behind the church off of Sycamore View. We usually hit that one up pretty good.
All right, Ryan, let's try to win you a prize here. You know, they're naming the winter storms now, and we need to know, what is the name of this winter storm?
I believe it is Fern.
Yes, yes, not Azalea, not Daisy, not Tulip, but it is a Fern. Yes, winter storm Fern, Ryan, congratulations. You've just picked up a KWAM prize pack.
All right, great. Love it.
All right, hang tight, Ryan. We're going to put you on hold and get your intel. Right now, though, we've got to go right away to our Patriot Mobile newsmaker line, and we're so honored to have Ed Hill from Masters Roofing joining us. Ed, well, are you taking a few extra naps, getting ready for a busy couple of days here?
Absolutely. Good morning, Todd. We sure are.
So, Ed,
how can I help your listeners today?
Well, they're going to need, I think all of us are going to need a lot of help. And, Ed, one of the big questions is with the ice, and that seems to be a big concern, mm-hmm. about a half an inch of ice. What should people be doing for, you know, to protect their roofs? What do they need to be looking out for?
Well, there's not a lot they can do to protect the roofs, of course, but it wouldn't hurt to have a roll of plastic or a lot of plastic leaf bags, something like that. If you should develop a leak on a sidewall or a valley, lay that plastic out on the floor, grab some plastic tote bins or buckets, whatever, and put under the leak, and that'll mitigate damages to the inside. And have a mop and a bucket handy, and if you have a shop vac, that'd be great too. I hope nobody needs it, but that could definitely happen as the ice or snow begins to melt, and it piles up, you know, against sidewalls and chimneys, and that's how it gets in.
Ed, that's, yeah, a lot of people would think, okay, well, it's not going to be that bad. We're not going to get the 24 inches of snow, but ice can actually damage somebody's roof.
Yeah, it can, and what it does is it, of course, is frozen on the roof, but it's also frozen in the gutters. But it melts first on the bottom of the ice because a house is comparatively warmer. But that water can't make it off the roof because the gutters are frozen. So it's going to find its way in siding and especially chimneys that have siding, that sort of thing. And there's not a lot we can do at this point. But if people have that problem, we have an upgrade solution on future storms. And the other thing to be aware of is if you think tree limbs have landed on the roof, sometimes they just land on the roof and don't do anything, but they could poke a hole in the roof, and that would be something we'd need to take care of for them.
Ed, is there a website, and maybe can you share your phone number if people that are listening want to reach out to you?
Sure. It's Ed Hill with Master Roofing, and you can call me directly on my cell phone at 901-273-6594. And I invite your listeners, Todd, to go to Memphis Home Maintenance Show. Just type that in the search bar and it'll come right up. Memphis Home Maintenance Show. Well, and you can learn a lot there.
Well, no, we can absolutely. And folks, we've posted Ed's information also on our live stream over on the Mighty 990 Facebook page. Again, that telephone, this is a cell phone number, so I'm sure many of you have questions. And to your point, there's not much you can do now, but in the event there is damage, I suspect you're going to be pretty busy in the coming days.
We will, but we'll figure it out. So just call or text me at 901-273-6594. And Todd, a lot of people don't have a first responder in their phone for roofing or plumbing or water and mold cleanup or tree issues. And as a service to your listeners, if they need somebody as a first responder or even a backup, because this is going to keep everybody busy for a week or two at least, call me and I can direct you to a great plumber, great water and mold cleanup, a great tree service. These are friends of mine.
Oh, this is Ed, this is going to be so helpful to our listeners, because especially on the tree issue. So we really appreciate you doing that. And we'll be giving out your number multiple times. Ed, we sure do appreciate you joining us. And we're just hunkering down right now, waiting for the big storm to blow through.
That's right. I've given it another name, Todd, Memphis Winter Fest. How about that?
That sounds more festive, Ed. I think I like that. It brings to mind Coco and snowmen.
Yeah, that's right.
Not the frozen white death. So, all right, there you go. Ed Hill, everybody, from Masters Roofing. Ed is one of our official KWAM experts. Give him a call. Write this number down, 901-273-6594. That's 901-273-6594. And he'll get you hooked up with all sorts of first responders to help you keep your home safe. Hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. This is Starnes Country, the Principal Toyota Memphis Studio. All right, 37 degrees, overcast skies here in East Memphis. By the way, the town of Collierville putting out this alert. All of you skiers and sledders, Mount Trashmore is strictly off limits. Well, that's come on. Don't be a party pooper, town of Collierville. They're saying the site is an active construction zone and trespassing is not permitted. So they're telling people do not go sledding off of Mount Trashmore. You know, that makes it a lot more fun when you've got to try to veer around, I don't know, a big bulldozer or something. Hey, let's go to the phone lines real quick. John is driving on I-240 this morning. John, what's going on?
Good morning, Todd. I hope you're doing well today.
Doing good.
So, great. I saw something on the internet last night that I had given no thought to in the past. It's about pipes and washing machines. If you have a washing machine hooked up to pipes that are up against a wall that's could be an exterior wall of the house, you need to be sure that wall is getting heat to it so those pipes don't get frozen going to the washing machine. Commonly, you always hear to leave a faucet dripping and everything, etc. But if you don't use your washing machine that often, you can potentially have those pipes freeze behind the wall and may be exposed to, of course, that outside cold temperatures.
John, I don't think folks would have actually thought about, their washing machine. That is really terrific advice. And we're going to ask we've got a plumbing expert coming up, Gary Wilkes, at Airmark. He's coming up in just a few moments. We'll ask him about that as well. I will say this, John, when I bought the KWAM building, they had an unfinished third floor and we had no idea they had actually installed a shower up there. There's literally nothing on the third floor. I didn't know anything about it until I got a call from the fire department telling me that we had a pipe burst and it flooded the entire building. And I don't want to wish that on anybody.
No, certainly not. Another thing that you may not realize, too, the faucets we have on the outside of our house, a lot of times we'll put a bookshelf on that same wall. And again, the heat is kept away from that particular wall because of a bookshelf. And I fell victim to that and came home to a soaking house. We got new floors, got new carpeting, and got a wall replaced because of it.
Wow. That is not a good thing. So that's a great advice. How's traffic out there this morning?
It's light. It's been it's surprisingly light. And but you know what? Let's give a shout out to the highway patrol that are been out here enforcing traffic laws and stuff. You've seen a decrease of a lot of the craziness that's gone on, and therefore it's cut down on the number of accidents. And so, again, a shout out to THB and the Memphis Police Department for slowing traffic down, which we really need.
You know, it's interesting. There's a report yesterday that came out. THP is here to stay. So, you know, as much as you've been seeing them out on the roadways, they're not going away. So that's a permanent fix. And John, I think you're right. People have really just slowed it down out there on I-240. They're dropping it down to at least 65 miles an hour. So we're almighty grateful for that. John, you be safe out there. Thank you for the great advice. And folks, this is what I love about our radio station. You guys are full of great, great advice. By the way, people are asking, where is a good place to go sledding? So if you know of some good hills, I think Bartlett's got a lot of hills. And I know that the city of Bartlett's been posting a lot of information on their social media pages. But if you know of a good place in town to go sledding, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, and we'll take that information. All right, real quick, let's check in with Parker May. Parker May standing by with your sports update this morning.
I'm Parker May, and this is your KWAM Sports Update, presented by Ortho One Sports Medicine and Dr. DeLaubach. In the NFL, it's conference championship weekend, as Jared Stidham will lead the Broncos against the Patriots in the AFC after Bo Nix broke his ankle last week. And the Seahawks will host the Rams in the NFC Championship in their third matchup of the season. The college football season is officially over after Indiana defeated Miami 27-21 to complete their undefeated season. The Hoosiers have won their first national title and the third straight for the Big Ten. In basketball, the Memphis Tigers still on the road at Tulsa 66-83. The Tigers got outscored 26-4 over the final 8 minutes of the game. Ashton Hardaway led the scoring with 18 points. And Memphis will be back in action against Wichita State tomorrow at 3 p.m. on ESPN2. The Grizzlies are back in action tonight at the FedEx Forum as they will host the New Orleans Pelicans. The Grizzlies will once again be without Ja Morant as he will miss tonight's game with an elbow injury. I'm Parker May on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
All right, it is now 40 minutes past the hour. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our very own Joey Sulipec, the weatherman. Joey, it's amazing how many people are going directly to you to get your very accurate forecast. That's got to be so exciting to see the thousands and thousands of people that are following you on social media.
You know, it's fulfilling. I've done it for so many years, Todd. It's a labor of love, but weather, you know, it's in your blood. And so I love being able to help.
And the video thing yesterday, that was pretty awesome. I was one of the thousands of people watching you on social media. That was a great presentation yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it just really has – the venues have changed. You're able to stream information to people when they want it. And just a blessing to be able to help out in that way. I'm glad it landed.
All right, so here we are on the cusp of all of whatever's about to happen. So, Joey, what's going to happen?
Everything is still in play. There have been no major changes that I've seen, and the interesting part about this, Todd, is that it looks like the Mid-South is going to see a little bit of all three types of the famous wintry mix. Snow looks like it's going to start coming in around, I would say, 5 to 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. So Saturday morning is when this all begins to start. And North Mississippi, you still have the biggest threat from freezing rain. You go north of Memphis, you get up close towards the Missouri Boot Hill. They're looking at some probably 5+ inches of snow, some dramatic totals. But again, in that Memphis corridor, all three are going to be in play. I think the snow begins to arrive first. The timing now looks like the freezing rain is going to arrive later on Saturday, which will probably mean Sunday morning will be extremely tricky on the roads. And then Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Todd, this is the critical part. You may have already seen this. The lows are expected to be near zero, and that's without a wind chill factored in. So we've still got a monster amount of moisture headed our way. It's going to get very windy today. That's going to be the cold front kicking in. And then those numbers are going to drop. I think the high tomorrow is like 22.
Yeah, these numbers are really frightening when you look at the high Monday, 18 degrees, the low Monday night hovering around zero, as you said, and it's only going to get up to about 32 on Tuesday. I don't see us above freezing, at least they provide the 7 day through Thursday, where the high is going to be dropping down to 25 degrees. So whatever sticks probably is going to stick around for a few days.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of tune-in, I would imagine, Sunday to see what areas have been impacted the hardest, because that's really the aftermath. Is, and the important thing is the aftermath is with boots on the ground, getting some words about, okay, who's hit the hardest where, you know, because once you get out of Memphis, you're talking about a lot of rural roads, a lot of trees, a lot of lines. And so it just becomes sort of this giant mass of confusion. But the important thing, I think, right now is that everybody just continues to think, okay, if I lose power and it's cold, what am I going to do? To me, that's the biggest threat, being stuck and being cold and just wanting everybody to kind of have a plan in place.
I think that's it's a great idea, because you don't, there's no way you're going to be able to drive on ice. It doesn't matter what, how great of a driver, you just can't do it. So you're going to be stuck wherever you are. And again, Joey, as far as the timeline, we're looking at the bulk of this coming in either in the overnight and early Saturday morning.
I think it starts more early Saturday.
Okay.
And it's going to play out as people are getting up and going about their Saturday. You're going to see all the different precip types starting to fall, and I think it'll be a little bit of everything. And so we're going to watch this unfold primarily during the day Saturday.
And again, real quick, Joey, I know you're super slammed, and we appreciate you joining us here. It seems as though the ice and the National Weather Service and their latest update saying that we could have as much as a half an inch of ice accumulation?
You know, I think I talked about this here first a couple of days ago, that was my major concern, was the freezing rain component, and those numbers are still up there. In fact, the numbers I've seen are over a half inch, and once you get to a half inch of ice or higher, that's really the danger zone for everybody. And so, to me, that's going to be the most critical component of this, is who sees that freezing rain, because snow you eventually can drive through. It gets compacted. Salt and sand on the roads will help knock that down. But freezing rain is a different issue, because it's nine times heavier than snow. It gets on these power lines, and all of a sudden, you're dealing with freezing cold and no electricity. So I'm still concerned about the freezing rain component. I'll be honest, I would be thrilled if the freezing rain component just was a bust, and all we saw was some snow. You know, that would be great. But I need everybody just kind of have an awareness that that's still in play and in the mix.
All right. Joey, we appreciate the great info. Are you going to be doing regular updates today, or do you just tell people to head over to your social media?
Yeah, I really try to update when I can. You know, it's like I said, it's something I try to fit into my normal day. So if they want an update, if they go to my page, I do try to give any fresh information. But at this point, I think you guys have done a great job of getting the message out. And tomorrow is just buckle in and see what lands.
Yeah. All right. Well, Joey, great stuff. Joey Solopek. And Joey, thank you for what you're doing. You are a great trusted voice here in the Mid-South. And we are blessed to have you voting into KWAM.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. Good man right there, everybody. Joey Solopek. And what I love about Joey, look, he just tells it like it is, right? And we need that when it comes to meteorologists and forecasters, and that's one of the reasons why we love Joey. We've got to take a quick break here, folks. Coming up, we've got Gary Wilkes, a plumber at Airmark. We'll be talking to him about making sure you don't have big problems in your home when the deep freeze happens. 901-260-5926. This is Stearns Country, the Principal Toyota Memphis Studio. All right, all you coffee lovers, you're going to have another spot in Germantown to get a cup of brew. Starbucks is building a new drive-through at Exeter Road in the Exeter Village Shopping Center. That's next to the Piccadilly. A lot of people panic. They're like, they're not tearing down the... No, they're not tearing down the Piccadilly. Piccadilly is fine. They're building it next to the Piccadilly, so there you go. The mayor, Board of Aldermen approving that development, the new Starbucks with a drive-through going in at Exeter Road. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Memphis. Mike, what's going on this morning?
Hey, greetings, Todd. I just wanted to do a briefing for a lot of people down here, like me, but have, you know, never lived up north. I've spent a lot of time up north, and in this very cold weather, you need to realize when the power goes down, your cell towers have backup for about 24 hours. So if you're out there on the road and you break down and it's 0 degrees outside, you're not going to be able to call anybody when the cell phone service is down. So if you're not able to walk 5 miles to the nearest home, if you're in a rural area, guess what? You need to have about 12 inches of blankets. This is survival mode. This is what they do up north in Canada. Everybody's got about literally 12 inches thick, and you get up underneath that and you stay where you're at, and someone will come find you. Because if you get out on the road and you're not prepared walking that distance and that cold, it's really tough.
That's actually really great advice, Mike. Again, people, you know, when you look at the winter season especially, so many people have medical issues and especially heart attacks. And one of the reasons why is you don't realize how much energy and effort your body is exerting, you know, walking through snow, you know, walking on the ice and things of that nature. For example, you know, if you're shoveling snow, you've got to really pace yourself. And one of the things that people don't think about, and that's where most of the people have heart attacks, by the way, is literally in the driveway of their home, you're trying to shovel. What you need to do is pace yourself, only shovel in intervals for about 10 or 15 minutes, and make sure that you actually warm up, do some warm-up exercises before you get out there and shovel. So you've got, and also stay hydrated, which is a big problem in this weather as well. Mike, this is great, great advice. Are you all ready for the, are you ready for the big storm?
Oh, yeah. I was helping a friend yesterday standing in line at the Harbor Freight yesterday for 3 or 4 hours to get his generator, which he waited to the last minute. And then about 30 minutes before they were supposed to get the generators, the flood of people come in thinking they're going to get a generator 30 minutes prior to the drop time of the truck. So, yeah. Here's what you do. If you got a generator, all you need is a power cord. Most people have gas-fired furnaces. Just run a cord to your neighbor's house just to run the furnace only. So with about a 8,000-watt generator, you can power 5 homes' furnaces, just the forced air fan, nothing more, just that, and that'll keep their house warm, and that's survival. Help your neighbor.
Well, that's it, and that is a good idea, especially if you haven't been out to visit the neighbors lately. Now's a good time to do that, because we're going to have to check on each other. MPD, the fire department, they're going to be slammed. And folks, let me tell you something. If you see any firefighters, first responders out there today, you be sure to thank them for what they're about to have to go through, because I can promise you this, and it always happens, you're going to have house fires, you're going to have accidents, you're going to have a lot of things happening. And those guys and gals wearing the uniform, they're the ones that are going to be out there coming to rescue you and your family and get you to the hospital. So you be sure to thank them for the great work they're doing. And we just love law enforcement. We love first responders here on the Mighty 990. Mike, God bless you. Thanks for the great advice. And you guys have been terrific. This is just really helpful advice. We're going to be broadcasting throughout the entire storm. We've got a lot of our weekend shows came in early to what we call pre-tape, so you'll hear all of those programs as you normally do, but we'll also be breaking into regular programming with regular updates, an opportunity for you to call in and report on conditions in your neighborhood as well, and we will stay on the air as long as we can. Of course, the power situation is very difficult for radio stations. So if the power goes out, we're going to switch to our digital platform. So we're going to do our very best to get the information to you. Of course, our towers are over in Arkansas, directly across the river, and ice is not friendly to radio towers. So we're really going to be paying close attention to our towers as well as we move through the next, 72 hours or so. Also, KWAMRadio.com, want to remind you, download our app. You can just put it directly onto your smartphone. You'll be able to listen to KWAM wherever you are. Also, be sure to keep all of your smartphones, your laptops, whatever, get those pre-charged, fully charged, so that you'll be able to have a way to contact folks during the storm should you need it. And again, MLGW announcing that we are expecting prolonged power outages. So they're going to be out there trying to get this, you know, get the lines back up. But the reality is, if we get as much ice as they say we're going to get, some of those lines and possibly many of those lines are going to come crashing down. So there's really not much we can do about that. MLGW, they're going to be out there, and I think it's going to be tough. But just understand, we've got to give everybody a little bit of grace over these next several days, because this is something that we are just normally, as Mike just said, we're just not used to this kind of weather here in the Mid-South. All right, coming up a little bit later on, the Todd Stearns Radio Show, 11 o'clock. We'll keep you updated on all the national news that's happening. And there is a lot. We'll be covering the big March for Life. You just heard from some of our Memphis friends that are in the march today. Many will be speaking, and we'll be covering that as well. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We're also, yesterday on the show, we had a chance to talk to the governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, and the entire nation is just celebrating what they're calling the Mississippi Miracle. And they have gone from worst to first in education, in reading and literacy, and a lot of folks are wondering how that happened. Well, the governor joined us yesterday on the national show for, gosh, a very long interview, and he explained how all of that happened. It's really, really a source of celebration and pride in the Magnolia State. All right, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. Armstrong and Getty coming up next. Stay tuned to the Mighty 990 for breaking news alerts and the latest storm updates. We are the place where Memphis goes for breaking news. Be good, everybody.